Is there anyone who is perfect? Is there anyone who makes no mistakes? Is there anyone who can do things beautifully and perfectly from the beginning? The answer is no. Being imperfect is in our nature as human beings. So getting along with it well is getting along with ourselves well. I am an English teacher. However, I never speak English without making mistakes. Sometimes, to be honest, often I make various kinds of mistakes in front of my students. In pronunciation, grammar, choice of words, and the usage of ah and da and on. However, I'm proud of that. If I were not okay with making mistakes, I would just end up speaking less in English. When people learn things, they must learn from mistakes. That's a matter of course. Suppose you're to play baseball and you haven't played it at all. Do you think you can play it beautifully and perfectly from the beginning? Of course, it's impossible. In the beginning, surely you'll have trouble throwing, catching, and hitting the ball. You feel miserable in the beginning. However, many of you will never give up and keep practicing it to be able to play it better. It's just natural, isn't it? When people learn things, they have the right to be imperfect. Do our students have that right? The right to be imperfect? I doubt they do. They are encouraged to be perfect in very early stages of their lives. In elementary school entrance exams, junior high school entrance exams, and senior high school entrance exams, they can make very few mistakes. In junior high school, they need to maintain very high mark, so they cannot make big mistakes, even in regular tests. Once they do, it causes them so much harm that it can sometimes become a kind of trauma for them. It sounds like an exaggeration. However, we are quite familiar with this kind of story. What is happening is simply confusion. A mixing up of the means and the goals. The exams are just a means to reach the goals. But sometimes people around students value the means too much and give them too much pressure. It sometimes makes them seriously discouraged. They sometimes give up. We have to know that valuing the exams too much and putting too much pressure on students sometimes rob them of their chances, rob them of their right to be imperfect. Then, what can we do? What should we do? As I am an English teacher, I'd like to propose what we can do in classes and in schools. First, what we can do in English classes. Teachers should give students time to make free conversation more often. Just give them some topics to talk about without evaluating it. Although it seems easy, we often feel like this is difficult, as sometimes students can become noisy. Well, why don't we value the noisiness? It's a productive noisiness. We should not destroy it, but cherish it. Also, next, what we can do in schools. Almost all the schools have some kind of exchange with people abroad. However, sometimes teachers avoid having students communicate with them directly in English by helping them too much. Well, why do they learn English? They learn it to be able to communicate with people around the world. They learn it as a lingua franca. So why don't we have them practice it? To be able to play baseball, they need to play it. they should not be paper speakers. Also, I propose schools should have more exchange with Asian countries. When we have exchange with them, we need to communicate in English. As both of us are non-native speakers of English and are tolerant of each other's mistakes, we can become more active communicating with each other. Last March, I took 27 of my students to Jakarta, Indonesia, and visited two schools there. I was so surprised to see how eagerly they communicated with them directly in English. Both I and my students learned the meaning and the significance of lingua franca. It is generally believed that we are living in the age of lifelong education. It means we are the learners of things until the very end of our lives. So, we have to make friends with our mistakes, our nature. Let's give youngsters the second, the third, and the fourth chances they need. Albert Einstein once said, "Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new." Thank you.